Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Dario, my friend, good talking to you as we speak. We're still a few weeks away from the Indy here in Toronto. How many years have you been involved with this?
A lot.
That's probably the perfect answer. How many years, though?
Geez, my first was 1997. We had a couple of years away, though, so I couldn't even tell you the amount of races. I know we won it three times, but I couldn't tell you the exact amount of races I've done up there. But I love coming up to Toronto. I got my first pole position there back in 97, and a place that holds some good memories.
I like the way you said that. Well, I just won three of them in the past, so, you know. This is, hey, what was it like for you, though, the first time that you won?
The first time I won a race, or the first
Toronto.
Oh, God, the first time I won in Toronto was great because in 97 I qualified in the pole, got taken out at the first corner. 98 I was leading the race by about 3 days with 10 laps to go and went off. So to finally win it in 99 was a big deal. Really a great feeling. And big feeling of accomplishment. You know, all the tracks we race on are tough, but Toronto is especially tough with the different tarmac and the bumps in the place and the big concrete patches. It's a tough old day out there, and you got to be inch perfect for every lap you run there. So I was very happy.
Well, how do you think that track has changed now? And, you know, of course, with you and there are always new racers involved. I mean, talk about the whole complex of it with the track itself and, of course, with the new and up-and-coming drivers that you're going up against.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the drivers have definitely changed over the years. Those first years, it was guys like Bobby Rahal, Alex Zanardi, Jimmy Vassar, Al Jr. And, you know, now it's guys like Scott Dixon, Will Power, you know, James Hinchcliffe, to name but a few. So the drivers have changed. The challenge is no different. The track is actually incredibly similar. The bumps are still there. The curbs are still the same. It's still as difficult to get the car working around there, and to get as a driver getting a rhythm there. So, you know, it's like the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the Honda Indy is a hell of a challenge.
I was gonna say, with your experience, though, what are the things that you have to do? With experience, and of course, the body gets older, and people don't realize how physically challenging it is to be in those vehicles and to do what you guys do.
Yeah, the physical aspect is tough, and as you say, you know, as you get older, you got to work harder at it, and the old injuries kind of pop up a bit. But you know, as you get older too, you learn to what your body needs and how to deal with that. So I'm feeling pretty good. I definitely work harder now than I ever did. I wish I'd worked as hard in the younger days. I might have won some more in the early stages. But it doesn't get any easier. The competition level in the IndyCar series is tough. And this season we've got the engine manufacturers back in the series too. So we've got Honda racing against Chevy, against Lotus. And that's added a little extra spice to the whole thing.
Who do you consider your biggest challenge right now?
Well, there's a lot of different guys. I'd say definitely Scott Dixon, my teammate, Will Power, who's been very, very tough. You know, James Hinchcliffe from Toronto. James is really coming into his own. It's only his second year in the series. He's running P2 in points, so James is definitely making a name for himself. And there's probably another 10 people, you know, Tony Kanaan, different guys like that. We've got Rubens Barrichello come over from Formula One this year. So there's more than enough competition right now to keep us honest.
Do you keep your eye, and I have to ask this because, of course, being Canadian, I mean, what do you think of the Canadian drivers being involved?
Well, I mean, Canada's got just such a great history in racing in general. You know, going back to Gilles Villeneuve, Jacques Villeneuve, you know, Ron Fellows, especially, you know, Greg Moore in IndyCar. Greg was a really good pal of mine. And I think James Hinchcliffe is absolutely continuing that legacy now. And he looks to me to be, going forward, one of the real challengers in the future. Actually, he's a real challenger right now, but going forward, I think he's going to be tough to beat. And so I think for Canadian race fans, that's exciting.
Well, you know, it's always been an exciting time to watch this race. I mean, do you worry, though, when, because it is Canada, and as we all know, even though we've been having a really sweaty, so far, spring and coming up to a summer, rain can always be a factor. Does that affect you in your driving with this particular track?
I mean, the Toronto track will become, you know, pretty slippery in the wet, but we can stick the Firestone wet tires on and go. That is not an issue. But I hear you guys are having a hot time of it up there just now. So it's you know, it's something I've definitely experienced up there, and physically that makes it very tough. But no, any weather conditions we'll deal with it.
What do you have to do to win, my friend? That's really probably the biggest question right now.
Got to do everything right. Got to have a fast car. I've got to drive it inch perfect all day. We've got to have a perfect strategy. A little bit of luck in there too. Perfect pit stops. And then we might have a chance of winning. If we get all that done, we'll get the target car back in victory lane, which is very important to us. I mean, Canada is now going to be a big market for target. They're opening like 130 stores there next year. And so we're great to get it in victory lane last year. We'd love to do it again.
Well, my friend, I am wishing you all the luck in the world. No matter what happens, I know you're going to be helping to make this an exciting race. Looking forward to you coming down here. And you know what? Best of luck. Cross fingers, we're going to make this number 4.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the interview. Take care.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.